Please stand. There are hundreds of millions of scenes such as this in churches throughout the world and in people's homes, their living rooms, their dining rooms. One would almost think that this kind of display has been part of the life of faith for a long time, and yet that's not true. It's not true at all. It was St. Francis of Assisi who about 700 years ago was the first one to put together a representation that you and I know as the creche or the manger scene. What he wanted to do is he wanted to bring some tangibleness, some flesh and blood, some imagination, some color, some pageantry, some artistry to the mystery of the Incarnation so that it might resonate in our hearts, so that it might capture our spirits, so that we might have something to fasten on as human beings that would resonate deeply within us. And so St. Francis of Assisi created the first scene such as this. Now, you know, this scene comes from St. Luke's Gospel. There's another scene that comes from St. Matthew's Gospel. St. Matthew tells us about the wise men and the star. St. Luke does not. St. Luke tells us about the shepherds and the angels. And that's the scene that is put before us here, and it's the scene that is reflected in the gospel reading that you and I just listened to. In this scene, there are certainly three central characters: the infant child, Mary his mother, and Joseph his father. But then there are other figures who are very important. There are shepherds. There is a donkey. There is an ox. And there's a manger. And all of them are terribly important for the story. The shepherds are important because this child is the son of David. This child is the fulfillment of all the promise God had made to the people of Israel. This child is the crowning jewel of God's promise. David was a shepherd boy, the youngest of seven sons. He shepherded sheep just outside of Bethlehem. He is, if you will, the ancestor to that ragtag group of shepherds who on that night lounged in the field and watched their sheep graze as the angels appeared to them. So it's important that David's children be there. It's important that the shepherds of Bethlehem be there, because this child is the son of David. This child is the promise fulfilled, the promise made to David. Now we've got the animals. We've got the ox and the donkey, and we've got the manger. And they're very important. Very, very important. In the book of Isaiah the prophet, at one point God is very angry with the people of Israel because they have refused to recognize God's presence among them. They have turned their back. They have rejected him. And so God says through the voice of Isaiah the prophet, an ox knows its stanchion, and a donkey knows its master's manger. But you, O Israel, do not know the face of your Lord. An ox knows its stall, its stanchion. A donkey knows the manger of its master. So these shepherds are told, in Bethlehem, this will be the sign. You will find the child wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. You must see what your ancestors didn't see. You must recognize the presence of God where they failed to do that. You must be like the ox that knows its place and the donkey that knows its master's manger. You must see with eyes that others didn't have. And so the ox and the donkey and the manger are terribly important because they invite us to see. They invite us to faith. They invite us to find in this child the presence of the living God. And they call for a conversion of heart. A conversion of heart so that we might live in a different way. That you and I might live by the plan of that God. And it's St. Paul in his letter to Titus, the second reading that Bob Redding read for us this evening, that tells us exactly what's asked of us. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. And this presence of God trains us, equips us. To renounce falsehood, to put aside greed, to be self-controlled, to have right relationships, and to fasten on the hope that is present in God our Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, the feast that you and I celebrate, the gift of this feast, trains us, outfits us, prepares us, equips us to be honest and truthful. To put aside envy and greed, to be self-controlled, to enter into right relationships, and to be people of confident hope. Now, wouldn't our lives and the lives of the world be significantly different if those qualities truly grew deep and strong in our lives? Truthfulness, honesty, no more spin on something, just the truth. If we stepped back from greed or selfishness or possessiveness or grasping, if we truly did monitor our lives so that they would be well ordered, and if we really sought right relationship with God and neighbor, and if we lived by hope, by a confident, trusting hope, that's what it means for there to be a new heaven and a new earth, a new creation. And that's the gift that this feast brings to each and every one of us. You and I are called to see in the manger the very mystery of God that recreates that life within us.